Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a move that promises to significantly alter the landscape of postgraduate medical education in India, the National Medical Commission, or NMC, has announced the phasing out of postgraduate diploma medical courses. This decision, reported on 22 June 2026, marks a crucial step towards standardizing specialist training and addressing the acute shortage of specialist doctors in the country. The NMC's directive sets a clear, phased schedule, rather than an abrupt closure, to protect students already in the pipeline. Students admitted up to the academic year 2026-27 will complete their diploma normally, without any disruptions. Going forward, the seats once earmarked for a two-year diploma are intended to be absorbed into the three-year MD-MS degree stream in the same specialty, ensuring that the total postgraduate capacity is preserved and ideally upgraded. This move is part of a broader effort to restructure India's postgraduate medical education architecture, with the ultimate goal of expanding broad specialty capacity. To understand the significance of this decision, it's essential to know what the PG diploma was. The PG diploma was a shorter postgraduate qualification, typically 2 years, offered in specialties such as gynecology and obstetrics, pediatrics, anesthesiology, ophthalmology, radiodiagnosis, and orthopedics. It allowed a doctor to gain focused specialty training in less time. However, with the phase-out of the PG diploma, the MD-MS degree becomes the single uniform postgraduate pathway in these subjects. The National Medical Commission, the apex statutory regulator of medical education and the medical profession in India, was established under the National Medical Commission Act, 2019, which came into force on 25 September 2020. The NMC replaced the Medical Council of India, or MCI, which had faced sustained criticism over corruption and opacity. The NMC is responsible for conducting policy on medical education standards, regulating fees in a proportion of private and deemed college seats, and overseeing the registration of doctors. The NMC Act, 2019, created four autonomous boards, each with a defined mandate, to distribute regulatory functions. These boards are the Undergraduate Medical Education Board, or UGMEB, the Postgraduate Medical Education Board, or PGMEB, the Medical Assessment and Rating Board, or MARB, and the Ethics and Medical Registration Board, or EMRB. MARB's role in this reform is crucial, as it is the gatekeeper for institutional capacity. It grants permission to start or expand courses, assesses infrastructure, faculty, and compliance, and rates colleges. Because converting a diploma seat into a degree seat is a change in course recognition and capacity, colleges must route these applications through MARB, which will verify that each institution meets the higher faculty, infrastructure, and training requirements of an MD-MS program before approval. The NMC's stated objectives behind this decision are to standardize postgraduate education by removing the parallel diploma track and making the MD-MS degree the uniform qualification. This move aims to align with contemporary standards of specialty training, where a degree carries broader recognition and career mobility. Furthermore, the NMC seeks to optimize and increase MD-MS capacity, as converted seats add to the pool of fully qualified specialists. This reform sits against the backdrop of India's specialist doctor deficit and an evolving doctor population picture. The World Health Organization, or WHO, benchmark is one doctor per 1,000 population. According to the government, India has crossed this norm when Ayush practitioners are counted alongside allopathic, or modern medicine, doctors. However, counting only registered allopathic doctors, the ratio is tighter and unevenly distributed. The shortage of specialists is particularly sharp in rural and district-level secondary care, where community health centers report large vacancies in specialist posts such as surgeons, physicians, pediatricians, and gynecologists. Admission to postgraduate medical courses, including the seats being restructured, is through the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, or NEETPG, the single national entrance examination for MD, MS, and PG diploma seats. A significant number of Indian-trained doctors migrate abroad for higher remuneration and training, intensifying the domestic specialist shortfall. The case for this reform is that a single, degree-based postgraduate pathway removes the perception of the diploma as a second-tier qualification and gives every specialist a uniformly recognized credential. This simplifies regulation, supports portability of qualifications across states and internationally, and, if conversions genuinely expand seats, it deepens the specialist pool. Standardization also aligns training duration and curriculum with global norms. However, there is a countervailing concern that the PG diploma was a shorter, faster route to a working specialist. Phasing it out without a net increase in MD-MS seats could reduce the annual output of trained specialists in the transition years and lengthen the time to qualification. Diploma holders historically served an important role in district hospitals and rural deployment, where the immediate need is for competent hands rather than research-oriented degrees. The reform must, therefore, avoid shrinking the rural specialist supply. The way forward involves several key steps. First, guaranteeing seat parity or growth is essential. Conversions should, at a minimum, preserve and ideally raise the total number of postgraduate seats so that specialist output does not dip during the transition. Second, strengthening faculty and infrastructure is crucial. MAB approvals for degree conversion must be matched by support to colleges, especially in smaller towns, to meet the higher faculty norms so that capacity is not lost in districts that most need it. Third, protecting rural service is vital. The reform should be paired with incentives, district residency program rotations, and bond service deployment so that the additional MD-MS graduates reach underserved areas. Lastly, monitoring outcomes is necessary. The Postgraduate Medical Education Board, or PGMEB, should track specialty-wise seat numbers and rural specialist availability annually to ensure the policy widens, rather than narrows, access to specialist care. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The National Medical Commission, or NMC, is the apex regulator of medical education and the profession in India, set up under the National Medical Commission Act, 2019, which was enforced on 25 September 2020. The NMC replaced the Medical Council of India, or MCI. The four autonomous boards of the NMC are the Undergraduate Medical Education Board, or UGMEB, the Postgraduate Medical Education Board, or PGMEB, the Medical Assessment and Rating Board, or MARB, and the Ethics and Medical Registration Board, or EMRB. MARB assesses and rates medical colleges and grants or renews permissions, and it handles applications for converting postgraduate diploma seats to MD-MS seats. The phase-out of the PG diploma means that the last admission year is 2026-27, with no admissions from 2027-28, and existing PG diploma seats will be converted to corresponding MD-MS degree seats. The National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, or NEETPG, is the national entrance examination for postgraduate medical admissions. The World Health Organization, or WHO, benchmark for the doctor population ratio is one doctor per 1,000 population. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the National Medical Commission Act, 2019, the year it was enforced, and the body it replaced. Note the four autonomous boards and their full forms, as well as which board handles college assessment and rating, which is MAB. Also, Recall that NETPG is the postgraduate entrance exam and the WHO doctor population norm is one doctor per 1,000 population. For mains, under GS2, Governance and Health, discuss how statutory reform of medical education in India should be judged by its effect on equitable access to specialist care, not merely on standardization. Examine how the NMC's board-based structure improves accountability over the erstwhile Medical Council of India. Discuss the structural causes of India's specialist doctor shortage and evaluate recent policy responses. In conclusion, the phasing out of PG diploma medical courses by the National Medical Commission marks a significant step towards standardizing postgraduate medical education in India, aligning with global norms and addressing the shortage of specialist doctors. As India continues to evolve its healthcare system, the impact of this decision will be closely watched, with the ultimate goal of ensuring equitable access to quality healthcare for all citizens.